No, I'm very lucky to have got married, let's be honest, because these aren't jokes. I'm like this all the time. Can grate a bit, I'll level with you. And I have to thank TV advertisers, really, for teaching me about women, because I'd never had a long relationship, really. I didn't know what women like, but I would watch telly, and during the adverts, I think, well, if this is how big companies appeal to women, having researched, these must be the things that women like. So I would use that information when we were courting. If it was a nice day, I'd say, oh, look, the sun's out. Would you like to go to the park and eat a yoghurt? I never knew how much you women like a yoghurt in the park. I eat mine at home, sometimes at the fridge door, I'll knock one down. I didn't realise I should be getting dressed up and taking the thing to the friggin' park. Watch the adverts, oh, well, she ain't got a bag with her, so she's not out anyway, and that's a silver spoon, she's brought that from home. This is a planned yoghurt. So, you know, we had some lovely yoghurt days out. Some companies lie to you, you have to be careful. The rollerblades I got for her period, she's never used them. Not once. Not even to make me feel better. Still in the box with the white jeans.
Because it's not beautiful. She's a beautiful woman, my wife, but it's supposed to be romantic in movies where you'll see people looking at each other sleeping. It's always quite a romantic moment, isn't it, when they're falling in love. You know, I watch you when you're sleeping. She'll be lying there. Look at my beautiful face in the moonlight. And he's like, I'm falling in love with you. You're so beautiful as you sleep in the perfect position with your beautiful face. Maybe she turns a bit. I'm even more beautiful over here. Look. Maybe I just do this a little bit, but I'm still incredibly gorgeous. The reality is not romantic. It's more of a horror movie, if I'm honest. Sometimes I look over and my wife's eyes just pop open in my face. I look over and she's sitting always, oh. And then she goes, oh. Are you awake? She mumbles in a language that I don't even understand. Sometimes she argues with herself in tongues.
I don't know. How do I even know that?
What is the
I don't know.
The only time she smiles sweetly, and I regret saying this, is when the night farts start to kick in. Now, look, I think it's important that we establish that my wife is a beautiful woman and she's very prim and proper, and she hasn't actually farted in the daytime in the 15 years we've been together. And it's a record we're both very proud of. But I'm here to tell you, unfortunately, that her night record is not nearly as strong. It's biology. They have to come out at some stage. And she sort of reacts to them as well. It's, oh. Oh. The other night, I don't know what she'd eaten, but it was like a fireworks display. It sort of built to a finale. She was literally like, oh. Then one big one at the end, she woke herself up. Oh! Oh my God, Michael. There was a bang. What was that bang? That was a really big bang. Why is the TV on so loud? Why is this pillow in my face? What's been going on? Why is the window open? Talk to me. What time is it? What's the lamp doing on the floor? There was a bang. I love telling this because I literally look into the audience and I see men pissing themselves laughing. And just the occasional woman sitting there going, I'm not exactly sure what you're laughing at.
I love my wife. I love my kids. I'm a very lucky man. I do admit I'm a very lucky man. She's not even in. No, but there are times I do miss the old days, you know, before I was married. I do miss the things. I think the thing I miss most of all about being single is the songs you sing when you're single. You know the songs you sing when you're just walking around your house, start singing a song like, I'm gonna put the kettle on and make a cup of tea now. I might have a biscuit or a crisp sandwich. You can't do that when you live with other people, can you? Because they don't want to see that. They want to think you got your shit together. I say I love my wife, sometimes I'm not sure. Well, the symptoms of being in love, shortness of breath, lightheadedness, inability to concentrate, are exactly the same symptoms as carbon monoxide poisoning. So I said, I think I love you, but should we just get the boiler serviced? Just in. No, I do. I love her very much, but she upset me this last Christmas because basically what she did was, she was giving me my Christmas present. Before I'd opened it, she said, oh, you do know, by the way, you do know, it's very hard to find presents for a man of your age. And I found that quite hurtful. And if there are any men of my age, in a bit of advice, be very careful what you show enthusiasm for in the weeks before Christmas. Yeah? You show the slightest enthusiasm or interest in anything, you're getting that for Christmas, OK? You know, the most innocuous comment, she can be going up to bed, you say, I'll be up in a minute, I'm just going to watch the news. Yeah. Oh. He likes the news. And you'll get a biography of Hugh Edwards. Wow. What a guy. Oh, he's never had an X-ray. I didn't know that. One time we were out walking in the countryside and there was a bird hovering in the sky. And she said, oh, is that a buzzard? I said, no, that's a kestrel. She said, I didn't know you knew about that. I said, yeah, a little bit, stuff like that, a little bit, a little bit. Cut to, 6 months later, I'm standing in a field, put a big leather glove on. Cube of meat on a string. Having a great day. It's like you read my mind. Ah, get off me! Get off! I didn't do that. I didn't do that. Don't want to upset the greenies. One time I got a fish tank. I opened this fish tank. I said, wait, what did I say? What? Because I'd been really careful at that point. I'd been, you know, what did I say? She said, you remember you went in the pet shop, you were staring at the fish for ages. I said, yeah, because it was pissing with rain. From about October to December, I don't say anything positive about anything. One time we got a ferry in October. You know, ferries are normally an awful, crap, dismal experience. This was a ferry from Holland, really nice ferry, really clean, new, the food was really good. Everything was really nice. And I was about to say, oh, God, this is a nice ferry, isn't it? And I thought, uh-oh, no, don't say that. Don't say that. Because I had this image on Christmas morning of opening an envelope and pulling out a golden ferry ticket. A magical VIP day out on the ferry. Help the captain steer the ferry out of port. Wave the cars onto the deck. Sing a song with the group, Liquid Motion. The other day I intercepted her, ordering me some bees. I'm saying, what do the bees, obviously the bees come second, the hive first, you remember that. I'll just grab the phone, we don't want any bees, go away. I said, why are you ordering me bees? She said, well, you were going on about the plight of the honeybee. You say it's terrible how people don't plant flowers anymore, they deck their gardens, the honeybees struggling to survive, and soon when that happens, the whole of society will collapse, you know? You were going on about it. I said, yeah, what you're mistaken there is, I like moaning. I don't give a shit about bees. I can't tell the difference between bees and wasps, I just kill anything I see.
Anyway, we watch TV. My wife likes X Factor, she loves X Factor, and I'm anti it, if I'm being honest with you. First of all, I don't think we should be chasing dreams. I don't think that should be encouraged, this idea of chasing dreams. It's not what life's about. Life's about compromising and waiting to die. That's what life's about, right? But, so X Factor, it's all about chasing your dreams, and it pisses me off, right? And they try and make it noble to become a singer. It's not noble. I understand. If you want to do it, fine. If you want to be famous, fine, but don't pretend it's noble. They attach backstories to it, try and make it look like it's more than it is. You'll have some guy going, oh, you know, the thing is, I just, you know, I really want to make it through because my brother's got cancer, and he said, like, one of his dying wishes would be for me to make it through to the live rounds. And, you know, and I think, wow, that is incredibly noble, because I'd sort of naturally assume that one of his last wishes might be to get better, you know, but that guy is willing to sacrifice that so that you can make it through to Louis' six chairs. I mean, it's pretty impressive. The other thing my wife likes is Gogglebox. Are there any fans of Gogglebox in? Sweet, you should be executed. I cannot fucking believe this programme exists, mate. It's the dumbest shit I've ever seen in my life. As I'm watching it, I'm feeling my intellect dissolve like a Barocca. Just... I cannot believe this programme exists. The first time I saw the advert for it, I opened up the curtain and see if I could see the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. Do you know what I mean? We're watching people watch TV. Are you shitting me? Are you shitting on my face? We're watching people watch television. And it's a thing. Wow. No wonder ISIS want to get us, man. On that alone, I'm with them. Yeah, fucking do it, mate. We watch Gogglebox. Take us out. It's the fact that, imagine if you're making a programme that was difficult to make, a TV show that was difficult to make, and then it's being beaten by Gogglebox in the ratings, how you would feel. Imagine you pour your heart and soul into some drama. You spent years working on the script. You know, you work on it, you polish it, you put it out there, and then you go, right, let's see how it's getting on. You know, you say, how's the drama doing in the ratings? Well, it's doing all right. Well, what's it being beaten by? Well, it's being beaten by some people that are sitting watching the drama. Well, I think I'm going to go punch myself in the face repeatedly, mate, because that's basically what this process has been. The biggest problem I've got about it is that it changes my wife's expectations of how we should watch television, right? Because of the way Gogglebox are. They're like having a laugh, and then suddenly my wife thinks that's how we should be. I know how we watch TV. Just in your pants, like Jabba the Hutt, just there. Every so often the screen goes dark, you catch your own reflection, you're like, oh, fucking hell. That's how you watch TV, right? We're watching Gogglebox and they're like banter, 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 banter. My wife would turn to me, why is it not like this? Why is it not like this? When we watch TV, I'll tell you why it's not like this, because we switched on the TV so we don't have to fucking talk to each other. I mean, that is that's the whole point of television. I think that's why it was invented. To be honest, I've got my phone here. You're third in line in terms of my level of attention. It's not my wife's fault that she's third in line, it's just she's not as interesting as a phone. And I'm not saying that as a slur on her, neither are you. None of you are as interesting, neither am I. Some of you have been looking at your phones while I've been on. I don't blame you, they're very addictive. The rest of you have just been going, can't wait to check my messages. My precious. I understand that. Because phones are incredible, they're amazing, right? They're the most important things to us. Who's an iPhone user in here? Who's an Android phone user in here? All Android phone users, pricks. Like, I hate them. I hate them, man. I hate them. They think they're part of some sort of alternative lifestyle, these guys. They're so smart. They think they're part of some sort of underground movement, these pricks. You say to them, you got an iPhone? No. I think I'll make up my own mind about what phone I buy. Thank you very much. I'm not a sheep. You're not off the grid. You haven't unplugged from the Matrix because you bought a fucking Samsung, all right? It's a massive company. It's not a little family-owned business, two brothers, Sam and Sung. So it's a little market store. In their front gardens and knockout phones. It's a massive company. You're not better than me. My wife gets annoyed because she sees it as a personal insult that I prefer looking at the phone to sometimes looking at her. So we'll go out. We've actually got proper quality time arranged, do you know what I mean? Like, Andy's got the kids. And we hang out. We're sat at a table, having a meal. Two tables down, there's a couple. They're both looking at their phones. My wife starts getting super judgmental, just looking across like, oh, my God. Look at these two. Look at these two. Look at these two. Come out just looking at their phones. What is the point? What is the point of coming out if you're just going to look at your phones? They're not even looked at each other, not looked at the menus. I don't know. Isn't that a shame? Isn't that a shame? Isn't that a shame? I just... Honestly. Honestly, 10 minutes I've been watching these for, and... Honestly, they're just looking at their phones. What a waste of time. What's the point coming out? Have you seen this, Ramesh? Ramesh, put the phone down. Ramesh. 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 Put the phone... Ramesh. 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 Jonathan!
So I thought, well, I won't look up. And now, it never occurred to me she wanted me to look up. She was looking at me because she was in pain and she was embarrassed, and she wanted me, as the person who loves her the most in the world, to look up and say, you look unbelievable and you're doing more for our child before she's even been born than I could ever dream of. It's remarkable. And now all that is 100% true. I only found out I was supposed to be saying that the night I wondered if, while I was doing it, I could just look round her and carry on watching Eggheads. So that night, we had a big chat. Sometimes in your marriage, you've got to sit down and have a big chat, haven't you? You might call them arguments. I prefer big chat. It's less tense. I'd never argued before. I didn't realise it was all right. I just thought, when we argue, we'll get divorced. She's had to remind me that it's sort of couples just argue. The small things. She says, you don't like avocados, and I do, John. We'll get over this one. And now they become fun, don't they? Sometimes it's like match day. You wake up and think, oh, we're going to have an argument today. I think... good old argument about tea time, and then I'll do that thing where I just stop listening halfway through and pretend I've won. And if you've never done that, that's a real treat. That really is. Just stop listening, whatever they say, just say, well, if you have to dissent to that, then this one's already over, isn't it? And just absolutely drives them fucking insane. It really does. And I look back and we argue mostly in front of the telly, which seems odd to me, because it's quite a banal thing, isn't it? It's a key part of relationships now, rightly or wrongly. You're tired when you get in, you watch a bit of telly. We argue a lot. Now, I've looked back, I can only conclude it's because she doesn't watch telly correctly. I know you're right to laugh. How do you get something so simple so wrong? But what she does, she talks to me while it's on. Now, that can't be right, can it? Because I'm watching that. That's where my attention is. I can't hear it, and I'll level with you. I watch telly like there's going to be a test on it one day, and if I fail, I'm going to die. Someone's going to have a gun to my head and said Giles Brandreth investigated albatrosses on The One Show. True or false? And I need to know everything immediately, so I watch tense, and I can't hear anything else. You know, when I lived on my own, I didn't put the telly on and then pop the radio on for a bit of added content. I can't hear, so I'm watching telly, and she says something, I can't hear it, so I pause the telly so I can ask her what she said, right? Obviously, I'd rather talk to my wife than watch a shitty bit of telly, so I pause the telly and I say, what did you say? By which I mean, you shut up, what did you say, the love of my life? She doesn't see the love. She sees the pausing of the telly a tad more passive-aggressively than that, if I'm honest. She sees the pausing slightly more as a, fucking now what? Which it absolutely isn't. I don't care about the telly, I just want to know what she said. But the tension of the room going silent and me staring at her, it's a bit like I've gone round the neighbour's house and gone, sorry to interrupt your dinner, she's got a story, do you want to come round and listen to it? So the tension is a bit annoying, so rightly I'll say, what did you say? And she'll say, it doesn't matter if you're going to be a prick, start the programme again, right? And I say, no, I want to talk, what did you say? And she said, no, honestly, it doesn't matter. And then we have another problem that she's not really... She's just talking in the way you would if you were walking through the park or enjoying a meal. She's sharing the experience with me, but because for some reason she enjoys my company, right? So I say, what did you say? And she'll say, well, I just said that's like the place we went. Yes. Should we crack on then? And then I feel like I'm being an arsehole, but it's not. I just don't know what to say. That's just a statement, isn't it? I can only agree with it. Sometimes I force an opinion. I'll say, yes, the tablecloths are green. And then I know I've got that wrong, and I feel bad. I say, I don't know what to say. So we start the programme again. She says something else. I pause it again. She goes upstairs the second time. She'd rather sit alone in the darkness than watch TV with the piece of shit she's betrothed the rest of her life to. And I feel awful, but I've never explained to her how stressful I find watching telly. I don't really watch telly for the joy of what's on. I watch telly so we can get to the end of that programme, delete it, and get the memory back up on the planet. I don't watch telly, I tidy up. She says, what do you want to watch? I think, well, that's 3%, so let's get rid of that fucking thing, shall we? Get rid of that, we'll get back above 30% and I can start sleeping at night again. Because when I go away, she records stuff. Because she thinks it's like a kitchen cupboard. Cram it full of delicious things to choose from. She doesn't understand it's a to-do list. Everything on there is a task. I look at it when I get back and I think, Psycho Pussies When Cats Attack. When are we going to watch that? We still haven't watched those bloody fucking thing that I say there that's funny. Oh.